Now, waiting lists for driving tests have been climbing, unfortunately, as there is a backlog following the pandemic. With me on the comment line about this is Marie. Marie, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me in the program. Listen, what's the situation? Your daughter has been waiting. How long?
She's been waiting 8 weeks, Jerry, for a retest. Now, she did do her driving test 8 weeks ago, and we were told on the website that it would be 4 to 6 weeks for a retest. So we're assuming she'll get an email, but she hasn't received anything since. So I contacted the show this morning to ask your listeners, is there anyone out there that's waiting longer than 4 to 6 weeks for a retest?
And that's the question. I'm seeing it here on the RSA's website. You'll automatically receive another email invitation to book a retest 4 to 6 weeks after your unsuccessful test. She has been waiting 8 weeks. And
she's been waiting 8 weeks,
sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. 8 weeks. And she rebooked her test the day she failed. And, you know, that's, like I say, that's 8 weeks tomorrow. And there has been no contact whatsoever. And, you know, there's nothing we can do about it either, because there isn't even a phone call or a phone number that we could make to see where she's on the list.
You can't even phone up to say, look, where am I? How long more will I be waiting? What's the situation?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been trying the website and we've been asking other people, and they actually, you know, they don't know themselves. So that's why I contacted the show to see, is there anybody that would actually be in a similar situation and maybe let us know, because she's waiting like for this retest. You know, youngsters need their cars now for their summer jobs, and we're taking her everywhere. So, you know, it's important that they're called within the 4 to 6 weeks, because initially she was waiting at least 6 months for her test.
6 months in the first place?
Yes.
Okay, 6 months, and add another 2 months on top of that now for the retest, and possibly, well, it's going to be longer now anyway, that's for sure. So that's, you know, you're climbing up there to 8, 9, 10, maybe heading into a situation where you'd be waiting a year, and that's not counting, I suppose, all of the preparation time, Marie, the 12
that's
tests,
it, and
12
the
lessons
of
you have
jury.
To have.
Yeah, the cost of refreshing your driving lessons, you know. She'll want one or two before she'll do her test again. You know, it's just money is mounting all the time. And it's just disappointing, like, that she hasn't even got a date. You know,
so and even to try and get that done and get it organised, I've been hearing in the media over recent days, the cost of driving tests has gone way up, and also the ability to even book a driving test is difficult now.
It is, and I hear that also the driving lessons are going up, because the driving instructors, they're talking about the cost of diesel. So they're putting up their driving lessons as well. I don't know to how much, but that's what I heard. So it's all quite expensive.
Yeah, we're hearing, look, what it's saying, and effectively what it's saying is, in relation to driving lessons, is that the cost of rising fuel prices are adding €60 to the cost of driving lessons. Some schools are charging learner drivers an extra 60 to complete their 12 mandatory tests before they apply for the test. €2 or €3 fuel surcharges to price of individual lessons, and that's not counting, I suppose, the actual difficulty in getting a driving lesson in the first place, Marie.
And it's €85 then as well for a retest.
Oh, from the,
you know,
to the RSA.
Yes, you have to, when you're booking a retest, it's €85 on top of all that.
Yeah, it's an expensive business, that's for sure.
So it's very expensive, absolutely. And, you know, I suppose, you know, like, she had so many lessons, you know, she was quite confident about it. You know, she felt she did a good test, and then, you know, to get a fail, it just adds so much more money and so much more stress on top of it for her herself.
What would it mean to her to get to get her driving license, Ray?
Oh, she'd be, absolutely, she'd be delighted. I mean, she'd be independent herself. She wouldn't be relying on her parents, wouldn't be relying on anyone else. And, you know, it would build her confidence, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're in a county like Kerry, you just need your car, that's all there is to it. It leads to job opportunities, you can apply for things, it opens all sorts of doors.
That's it, yeah, and we live in a place where we don't have any local transport, so, I mean, we rely on our car, or she would rely on her car. So, you know, it's very important that she will get the test the next time, but whenever that'll be.
Yeah, that's a big question. Okay, so if anyone else is out there, like you said, you can't. We'll contact the RSA in individual cases, but all they'll come back to us and say is, look, the test wait times of mm-hmm. 4 to 6 weeks is what they're saying on their website. So if anyone else has gone through it or is going through it at the moment, a retest, if you're waiting for a retest, what sort of length of time have you been waiting to give us some sort of indication as to how long your daughter will be waiting? Look, Marie, hopefully it gets resolved. Hopefully she gets the extra few lessons and she passes the next time.
Great. Thank you very much, Sherry. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great stuff. That's Marie there on the line. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123676. And a lot of this, I suppose, Marie having to contact Radio Kerry to get answers 8 weeks into or 2 weeks after, maybe 4 weeks after what she would have hoped to get the retest notification, 2 weeks after the limit of 6 weeks put on it, the fact that you don't get to talk to somebody from the RSA, this problem that we're seeing, and it happens with private bodies as well and private companies, but public companies in particular, not having people available to answer people's queries on the phone, not having a phone number there to say, listen, I'm here, I'm 8 weeks, what is going on? Is there a particular problem? Has there been more delays? Should I be factoring another 3 or 4 weeks? That's kind of one of the most distressing things about it for people, to get some clarity or vision as to what may be happening here in relation to it. 8 weeks, no email, in a sort of purgatory in relation to it, and no opportunity to call anybody in the body that's organising it to say, look, what has happened? Have I fallen through the cracks here? Or what's the story? Would it have you mislaid my test schedule? Or is it just that the testing is going on longer? No, the retesting will be 8 weeks or 10 weeks or 12 weeks. What is the story? That's the particular problem for it. Not being able to get through to somebody and talk to somebody to get a clear answer is adding to the issue. And it seems to be going more and more and more down that road. You're told to talk to a chatbot online. Sometimes it's an automated chatbot, so you're not even talking to a human or typing to a human being. You're just getting automated responses and you're not getting answers to people's queries. And you can put in as much information as you want to frequently ask questions sections on a website, but there will be instances that you will not be able to predict what a listener will be going through or what a person is going through, a service user is going through trying to access your services. So there comes a time when you just have to put somebody on the end of a phone who can answer questions.